Welcome to the third part of the five secrets of losing weight permanently. And today I want to talk a bit more about how changing your thinking, change your mind, and you can change your weight. Now, I'm sure that if you're like me, you've done tons of different sorts of diets and plans, and you know loads about food, but maybe you've not achieved the success with your weight that you wish that you had. And probably what that's down to is not so much lack of knowledge, it's actually that you have lacked the ability up to this point to maintain those changes over time. So this really boils down to how we think about food, how we think about exercise, and also how we think about ourselves. What's our self-esteem and self-image like? Because thinking about all these things in the wrong way can have an enormous negative impact on our long-term success. If you want to be successful, you need a robust attitude and a positive outlook over time, where you've got good recovery strategies and for dealing with the most likely blocks and challenges that are going to come up for you. So you need the right mindset to deal with those fat days, or the days when you're down, and other sorts of things that could sabotage you. Maybe also you struggle to stay motivated, so that you can begin to make changes. So you might decide, well, I'm going to eat healthy food and I'm going to join the gym and go every day, or something like that. And then what you find is over time that sort of slips, and the healthy food goes by the wayside, and the gym membership ends up being really rather expensive for the three times that you went or something. And then you revert to your what you might call your normal behaviour, and the weight either stabilises or it goes back on again. If you've done this many times, it's called yo-yo dieting. And I believe that yo-yo dieting is very harmful, because I feel that the way that diets are set up is that they're set up as sort of a temporary thing that you follow, and then you go back to your normal way of things and all the weight comes back on again, and usually more. So they set us up to feel like a failure. But if you've done this more than, you know, once, twice, three, four, however many times, every time you experience that failure, it installs it at a deeper level. So you feel even more of a failure. And then you can really begin to lose faith that you'll ever achieve what you really want to for your body and for your behaviour. And this sense of failure deepens makes it even harder for you to lose weight, because you get in a limiting belief set, a very negative belief set about your capabilities and your ability to actually stick to something. And I believe this is caused by dieting, and that if you stop dieting, it's going to be much easier for you to be successful. So many dieters also suffer this conflict of trying not to eat when they're bored or upset or feeling other kinds of negative emotion. And you know when you're not hungry, when you feel this way, but you still want to eat, because food has become a way of dealing with feelings. So until you've got methods in place of dealing with emotional eating or comfort eating, it's always going to be challenging to be successful with weight loss, because those strategies will tend to click in and make you overeat even if you don't want to. And again, this feeds into this horrible feeling of helplessness and low self-confidence that comes with repeated dieting. So I find that my clients learn some great techniques that enable them to overcome these issues and to deal with emotional eating. And it's these little things, these little profound changes in your behaviour, which lead to less eating, which means fat loss over time.